Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida announced a single-day record of 156 deaths from the coronavirus. The State Department of Health reported 13,965 new cases in Florida, bringing the total throughout the pandemic to nearly 316,000. The previous death record for Florida was set 2 days ago. The seven-day average for number of deaths per day in Florida is 96. According to CNN, today the White House press secretary said about the president's push to reopen schools, the science should not stand in the way of this. But many school districts, like Pinellas, will consider advice from public health officials before deciding when and how to reopen schools. However, Palm Beach County's health director says she is being silenced by state health officials in Tallahassee when she was on the verge of recommending that the school year should start online. That's according to school board chair Frank Barbieri.
She got a call from the Surgeon General from the state of Florida that told her to keep her mouth shut.
The person who was allegedly silenced by Tallahassee, Palm Beach County Health Director Dr. Alina Alonso, is on the superintendent's health task force. Hillsborough County's superintendent is seeking a two-week delay to the start of the school year and may vote on it as soon as next week. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that six Tampa Bay Publix stores have had COVID-19 cases in July. Beginning Tuesday, Publix will require customers in all stores to wear face coverings. Target and CVS are also requiring customers to wear masks. For Target, the policy will go into effect August 1st. More than 80% of Target's 1,800 stores already require customers to wear masks because of local and state regulations. CVS Health's rule will start Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court has sided with Republican leadership in Florida by temporarily blocking hundreds of thousands of people with felony convictions from participating in the upcoming elections. Justices Sotomayor, Ginsburg, and Kagan dissented. Monday is the deadline to register to vote in Florida's primary election or to register with a party affiliation. The August 18th ballot will include partisan primary races for several congressional and legislative seats. Additionally, citizens will cast ballots in numerous local contests, many of which are nonpartisan. Leon County Supervisor of Elections Mark Early says it can be confusing to know which contests you're eligible to vote for.
There's a lot of thought out there, misconception, that since it's a primary election, only Democrats or Republicans are allowed to vote. That's absolutely not true. There's lots of races that are for everybody. There's county commission races, city commission races. Those are all nonpartisan in nature. Those will be on the ballot.
Address changes for people already registered in Florida can be handled up to the day of the election. To sign up to vote or to update your existing registration, visit registertovoteflorida.gov. The Tampa Bay Times reports Tampa Mayor Jane Castor announced proposed changes to the city's Citizen Review Board today. She said they would make it more responsive and transparent, but the mayor stopped short of meeting activist demands that control over board appointments be given to the city council or that the board be given independent powers to investigate. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
Why does Donald Trump refuse to wear a coronavirus mask? Because he realizes that, in a mask, we'd all recognize him as the robber who has been moving furtively behind the scenes of the pandemic to rig the rules against workaday folks to further enrich corporate elites. With media attention riveted on COVID-19 body counts, Trump and company have felt free to monkey wrench labor laws, dynamite environmental regulations, manipulate the tax code, and generally burglarize our people's commitment to the common good. They're like Robin Hood and his merry band, only in reverse, stealing from the many to give more to the rich few. They've even quietly filched the bulk of the government's multi-trillion dollar pandemic recovery program, thus dramatically increasing wealth inequality. While you might have received a one-time $1,200 relief check from Washington, major corporations have actually been given the keys to the Federal Reserve's money-printing machine, funneling a long-term giveaway of hundreds of billions of dollars to them. Also, corporate interests are pocketing untold amounts from several little reported grant programs and tax breaks discreetly created just for them. For example, mysteriously tucked into Trump's first rescue package was a $135 billion tax boondoggle specifically designed for such hucksters as giant real estate developers. Like whom? Well, Trump himself and son-in-law Jared Kushner appear to qualify. Just lucky, I guess. Adding to the peculiarity, this handout had nothing to do with helping America recover economically from the pandemic. Rather, it provides retroactive tax breaks on deals developers cut long before this year's COVID crash. This is Jim Hightower saying, it's Trump and Company's version of the old political adage, never let a big crisis go to waste.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.